We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin, Rachel Scanlon, Worldwide Dykes for Life. Hey, two dykes, two dykes, two dykes, one mic, one mic, one mic, one mic. Yeah, two dykes, two dykes.
Kenny, I don't wanna put you on blast immediately.
I don't wanna intro the podcast.
I don't care.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Two Dykes and a Mic. I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
And I'm Rachel Scanlon, but today you can call me Puka Shell. And tomorrow you can call me Stingray. No notes. Listen, I don't wanna show up here at your house after being apart for
way too long
and put you on blast immediately.
What are you doing? What? I'm so scared.
Why is there a jar of pepper behind your commode?
Okay. What? Okay.
Okay.
It's not a jar of pepper.
It's a salt and pepper shaker of pepper. I go into your commode to go number one, like I do every few minutes.
And so that's a restroom. You go to my bathroom.
And I see your commode and I say, something's different. Why is there a pepper shaker behind your commode?
It's a jar of sand.
And it's a what?
It's a jar of sand and it's my wife's. I don't know what it is. If I'm being honest, Italian people are kind of out of their fucking minds.
Okay, yeah.
And so my wife, as you know, very Italian.
Super Italian.
She has some of the weirdest things scattered throughout the house. And she'll be like, yeah, that's my money tree.
What?
Yeah, that's my mirror that I put under the bed because it reflects good energy up back at me or something like that. Like there's little trinkets all over the house that mean something to her.
Wow.
And there's something in our kitchen that's hung up by our back door. I don't know what the fuck it is.
We don't ask questions.
It's just like dangling there. I don't ask questions. There is a jar of sand behind our shitter. Yeah. I don't know why.
Diane's, has anyone ever heard of this?
I don't know why. And I literally am like, I can't ask questions because if I ask, then I'll hear for 45 minutes why there's a jar of sand behind
her. And we simply don't have the time.
I don't have
For a brief second, Kenny, I literally thought it was somebody's ashes.
Yeah.
I thought it was somebody's ashes and you were like, hey, they died doing what they loved on the shitter.
Can I tell you something?
Of course.
My worst way to go, like my worst case scenario, nightmare way to die.
Yeah.
I'm so scared that I'm going to die on the shitter.
On the pot.
Yeah.
100%. And I'm so glad that we have the same fear.
Is that actually?
100%. I do not want to die. Here's the thing. You and I have a lot of potty shame.
Somebody found me that way. If somebody, I want you to know.
Yeah.
If that is the way I go.
Mm-hmm.
I died doing the thing that I hated the most.
Yeah, is being in a restroom.
Yeah.
Me too. I think, can That's we make up an oath?
Yeah.
If one if of us- and when you find my dead body. We spend so much time together. You better believe that you're going to find me. 50. You're going to find me. Yeah. And it's fine. If I'm in the shitter, you have to move my dead body if you're a murderer.
I would. I'd and say just, she relapsed.
Yes.
I would make it.
Yes. It doesn't matter. No. As long as I'm not in or near a bathroom stall.
Same.
Please.
Same.
And I don't care if you go down for the murder because you moved a body. I don't care. If that's a crime, I don't care.
I'll commit it.
This is a living will.
No,
move my dead corpse out of a goddamn bathroom.
At least pull my pants up. At least.
Please.
Wipe.
Please. Please, for the love of God. And honestly, Kenny, I don't even care if you pull my pants up. Just get me out of the shitter. I don't care.
It's literally my biggest nightmare is to be found.
Yeah.
I have to wait.
Oh my God, me too. It's a fucking disaster.
Have you ever accidentally caught a glimpse of your partner on the toilet?
You know what's so fucking crazy? No.
Really?
I thought you were going to say you've ever caught a glimpse of yourself on the toilet. Because you
Both
know some restaurants.
Both are bad.
Wait, have you ever been in a restaurant? You close it. There's a mirror and you're like,
no.
What the fuck?
That's heinous.
That's heinous.
That's fucking heinous. You should never look at yourself.
Well, oh my God. It is honestly kind of hot.
No, dude. Okay, the other day.
How did you see her?
Well, first up, I think my wife, Erica.
Yeah.
She likes to taunt me.
Yeah.
I don't like
She's
a bathroom freak. She likes to announce it to the world. She likes to leave the door open.
She loves an audience.
And then if you accidentally catch a glimpse, she'll yell, shut the door. It's sick. It's sick. It's so fucked up. And the other day, I happened to walk by while she was peeing, and she was hunched over.
What do you
The back of a question mark.
No.
I literally was like, what could you? And she was just watching like Instagram stories.
She was not just taking a pee. It takes out Instagram for number one.
My wife.
That's insane.
I know. But the hunch is what actually threw
me off.
Honestly,
we're worried about her back. She's
I'm worried about the back.
I'm also picturing her feet dangling.
Feet don't touch the floor.
Like, she's swinging. So tiny. Like skipping to my loo. Yeah. No, I've never seen Azara on the pod, and now I kind of feel like that's in the next level intimacy.
Well, your bathroom, it's almost impossible.
Some might say I have the world's smallest bathroom in the valley.
Well, it's the door, the way the door swings open, you wouldn't be able to see somebody in the bathroom, whereas mine, when the door's open, it's a direct shot to the shitter.
Yeah, you could actually see her from, like, outside your apartment.
Exactly. It is just, whatever. It's too much.
Wow. Okay.
So anyways, that's why there's sand behind our bathroom.
Can we please talk about your haircut?
I got almost 5 inches cut off.
You look young. You look carefree. You look like a Girls Gone Wild girl, who I want to say to all the Girls Gone Wild listening, yeah, we love you.
I love them.
We love a GGW.
I am a girl gone wild.
Yep.
Here's what I said. My hair was getting so long that I was looking Mormon. And no hate to the Mormons.
No hate to the Mormon community, no. But you were fully giving sister wife.
I was giving sister wife, but one that they kicked out for having too long of hair.
Your hair was getting so...
They're like, let's divorce her.
Divorce. Your hair was getting so long that you look like Gwyneth Shamblin's daughter.
Yeah.
And that is not right.
No. You showed me a picture and I was like, it me.
Actually, Gwyneth Shamblin's daughter, I think her name's Elizabeth, yeah, is married to a guy who looks like me. So they kind of look like us, which is crazy. Cool.
The hair was getting too long. So I went in and I said one thing to the person that does my hair.
Yeah.
I said, I want to be a clip girl.
You mean...
I want a clip to be able to hold my hair, which I want you to know, it doesn't work. My hair is so thick, I can't clip it up.
Your hair is so thick.
So she had to go through and she had to thin my hair.
Hot.
I still can't clip it.
Really?
Yeah. So she said, come back in a week and I'm going to take more out.
You have the thickest hair.
And you wouldn't expect it. Too thick.
It's so thick because, yeah, I've touched it and it's girthy.
I know.
It's like a thick cable that you could like tightrope across.
It's the cables that hold up the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes, and that's your hair. It looks unbelievable. You look young. You look fresh.
Oh my God, God bless. I know you got a haircut and it like transformed you. I got one.
Nothing
changed. Literally.
I love
it. For Thanksgiving, nobody noticed.
Are you serious?
Not a single
person. You have too many men in your family.
Yeah.
And I've been saying that from the jump. You have a brother. You have a dad. You've got a stepbrother. You have so many men over there.
Here's the thing. I feel like you're burying the lead because you have two.
I have two
enormous stories
to break.
And start with the one that happened
right before I left.
Yeah.
Diane's,
if you're listening,
this is an all Diane's on deck moment.
You called me and I didn't answer,
which is fucked up.
And I want you to know I will regret that moment for the rest of my life. But to be fair, I did have the flu.
Oh my God, I forgot you were sick. Are you okay?
Listen, I'm never not sick.
I hate the flu.
Let's be real. I'm always sick. Mm-hmm. I know, I had the flu
bad.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm so sorry.
It was a week ago. I wish I could have been there to kind of spit chicken noodle soup right into your hole.
Erica was already doing that.
Hell yeah.
Okay, so please tell them. Walk them through every single bit of the story.
Let me start by saying, I met and talked to Adele.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I met the Adele.
Hello.
Hello.
That Adele.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah.
The.
Also, who isn't a fan of Adele? Every single person who's heard Adele, which is everyone in the world, is a fan. Nobody's going to be like, not for me. Adele is like the thing that connects the world.
I think Adele crosses over genders, classes,
yes,
races,
yeah,
religions.
Uh-huh.
everything.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I don't know who doesn't like Adele.
Here's the thing. I didn't realize I did a stand-up show.
Yeah.
I was covering for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Who we've had on the podcast.
How fucking bad does that friend feel right now?
Listen, she must be fuming. Imagine.
That sucks.
The show that you're like, oh, I can't. And Adele's there.
Adele's there, but also comes backstage to see you. Did you? Sorry.
Yeah.
Real quick. Please. Did you know that that show was like.
In the papers?
That show specifically was in the papers because of what she said.
I know. I was fucking there.
Come on. Okay. So continue.
Dumois. Dumois was covering, and I was like, you know what's so weird? They didn't mention that Rachel Scanlon of Two Dykes and a Mic also was there crushing. Also, here's the thing. I have so many things. I was getting my hair cut right before I went on this trip because it was a big trip for me, as you know. Get my hair cut. The woman who's cutting my hair, who's named Olivia, who, by the way, has like an enormous following for reviewing perfumes.
Who has any enormous pussy?
Well, when she cuts my hair, her puss is out. Anyway, shout out Olivia. She's the one who fixed my hair, and she's the best.
And it looks incredible. Your hair looks awesome.
I know. I'm really lucky to be blessed with such good hair and such good friends and such a good job.
You're getting emotional.
Seeing Adele will change you.
Yeah.
Hello.
You had the fucking biggest week of your life last week.
I had the biggest week of my life.
Okay. So you meet Adele.
I meet Adele. Wait, no, this comic who we had on the show was like, can you cover for me? And I knew that I had that if I said yes to that show, that I would have to wake up 4 hours later and go to LAX to fly to Miami.
It's Miami. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
You will never turn down a show.
Never.
If you wanted to kidnap Rachel.
Please don't tell them this.
But for real.
Diane, don't kidnap me.
Here's the thing. If you wanted to kidnap, honestly, an actor or anybody in the Los Angeles area, all you have to say is that there's a gig.
Or you just say Adele's there.
No, sure. Adele's going to be
there. Hey, Adele's going to be there. I pick up this gig last minute, and I'm like, all right, I'll get one more set in before I go on vacation.
Yeah.
This guy calls me, and he's like, hey, I just want to run through the show with you. Mm-hmm. It's this British performer. He's, like, huge in the UK.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I've never heard of him.
How have you never heard of him?
Do you know who that guy is?
I know who he is. I don't know his name offhand.
Alan Carr.
Yeah, he's gigantic.
Okay, so I don't know.
Yeah.
But he's like a famous gay man.
Yeah, I'm like, how do you not?
I don't know, he's had his own TV shows. Yeah, he's like also a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race.
I was like, I can't put my finger on it, but I know
but
him.
You know
like,
of
I've
him.
I've seen shows with him in it.
Here's what's fucking weird. I heard Alan Carr, and I told Nazara, oh my God, the guy who wrote the book that got me to quit smoking cigarettes is randomly doing a show.
Shut the fuck up.
Because that guy's name is Alan Carr, spelled differently. And also, Alan Carr, the author, is, you guessed it, deceased. So I said yes, not knowing that this hero of mine, Alan Carr, the author, who changed the way that I think and changed my life. You
know,
I quit
dead.
Smoking.
Yeah, I know.
And then I like...
Quit drinking.
Yes. And then I, you know, I've like...
Came out as gay.
Yeah.
In that order.
In that order. So I'm thinking I'm doing stand-up for a dead author.
Sometimes I'm...
What, Diane?
Love you to death, but sometimes I'm like, how do you survive in this world?
I survive purely on like a positive attitude.
It's good looks.
It's a positive attitude and a nice haircut.
Yeah.
And I think that those two things are super underrated. You need both. You need a good haircut and a positive attitude. Yeah. And that's how you meet Adele.
If you're saying yes... If you're a yes man,
yeah.
Yeah, you're meeting us.
So I think I'm going to do stand up for this dead author. Because who's also British. So I was like, I get it.
Yeah.
Okay. Nazara was like, babe, he's dead. And I went, what? Okay. So this guy's like, hey, and I don't know if I should tell you this. He's like, just to prep you on the show, Alan's going to be there, blah, blah, blah. Meet him in the green room. I'm like, fine.
Yeah.
And he says, and I don't know if I should let you know this or not, but Adele's going to be there. I go, hold on 1 second. Put him on mute. I go, babe. I say, babe. And she goes, what? I go, shut up. I'm on the phone. I click back in. I say, sounds good.
Give me 1 second.
1 second.
Can you hold?
Can you hold, please? Sounds nice. I say, no problem. Never in a bazillion years would I thought that Adele would see me perform before I see her perform.
Actually, yes.
Is that crazy?
I've been trying to get to go see Adele.
We've been trying.
So long. Did you tell her? Like, hey, do you mind hooking it up?
Can I tell you what happened?
Yeah, please.
So I am like, okay, we're fine. Mm-hmm. I meet Alan. He's super nice. I meet his boyfriend. Everyone's nice. I then go to do stand-up.
Right.
And I hear a straight up, undeniable Adele cackle. Because you know how she has an iconic laugh.
She does.
I hit a joke. I hear her cackling and I now know where she's sitting. And
stop,
I'm like,
stop.
I'm just made Adele like
it's
laugh.
Huge. It's huge.
I made Adele laugh and I'm like, boom. You know what I mean?
Which
acting
joke
natural.
Was it?
It was like basically up top where I'm kind of like talking about like where straight people are and if they're important. And like, you know, I do that stuff about like, I love straight people, but like. She's laughing.
Oh, I love it. She's as a straight person, good.
I think her laugh actually kind of outs her.
Yeah, as?
Gay. Hello.
I mean,
that's a Diane register.
That's a Diane. That is a Cate Blanchett register. If you can hit.
Hello.
Hello.
You're gay. Okay. So she's laughing. I'm kind of wigging out.
Yeah.
And I get off stage. I bring up the headliner. Mm-hmm. And then I go and I'm like, I'm going to watch this show and I'm going to be in the audience with Adele because it's a smaller venue.
Yeah. No, that venue holds, what, 150 maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
tiny.
I want you to know that I also.
Did you go sit by her?
I sat behind her.
Did you go, could you get up?
I go, hello. I sit behind her. She heckles the entire show.
Shut up.
Are you serious?
She's heckling.
I'm serious.
Wait, is she heckling Alan?
Mm-hmm.
So she's her friend.
Yeah. And she officiated his wedding.
Okay.
But she is really engaging with the show. And like, which they put a spotlight on her for a second because she was speaking so much. I was like, are you getting heckled by Adele? This is wild.
I mean, that also an honor.
You know, honor.
An absolute honor.
Well, they're friends with each other.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was two buddies knowing each other because he has material about her.
Okay.
And then she was there to see it.
Now I have a question.
Yeah.
Let's say you and I, buddies.
Yeah.
If I was in the audience at one of your shows.
Yeah, you better shut the hell up.
Right. I'm saying if I was to heckle you
no.
and kind of make it about me.
You'd be in trouble.
Exactly. So I'm wondering if backstage, if he was like.
Well, they went. Okay. So then after the show,
yeah.
I went backstage to the green room and guess who's there?
Hello.
Adele.
Yeah.
Hello. And they're all catching up. And so me, who's very comfortable and very, you know, I'm around celebrities all the time.
Yeah. Adele level celebrities. Always.
Dude, I blew it.
Really?
I blew it so hard in there because I was so like
nervous. But
I was
sure
so
excited.
Nervous. And then this is what happened. And you never know what you're going to be like in situations until you're in them. Like you don't know what your body's going to do.
True.
I start chugging water.
Stop.
And I'm not even like, you know, a tall boy of liquid death.
Yes.
That's what they had in the green room. First, I drink one.
No.
Because I was like, I have to do something. I crunch it like a frat boy. Crunch it. They all kind of look over at me. I'm like, sorry, I'm just really thirsty. I go to the fridge. I crack another one. I chug it. I go, oh my God, I accidentally drink another one. I go again. She's in the room for like not that long. And I had crushed like
two full liquid deaths.
As an alcoholic, I'm like used to having a
when you're nervous.
I'm fucking slamming waters. Like, people must have thought that I was literally ill. I drank, like, four full waters.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know how to ask, man. I'm never... When
but
are you
to be
ever
fair,
around Adele?
That's true. That's true. This was sprung on you.
It was sprung
you're
on
now,
me.
And I do want to say that that green room is one of the world's smallest...
It's tiny.
It's a tiny fucking dimly lit weird green room.
And... I need a task.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm just going to be staring at Adele.
You got
who
some heavy
then,
in there.
As I'm sure she's probably like, wow, this person's drawing a lot of attention to themselves.
Yeah.
And finally, she looked over and she touched me.
Stop.
And she said, you were fabulous, by the way.
And did you? Shit.
I drank more water. I said, I can't hear you. I'm hydrating right now.
Adele, 1 second. Glug, glug, glug.
It was insane.
I'm so, I want to say, proud of you. To make the queen herself laugh.
Yeah.
And to get you're so fabulous.
You were fabulous, by the way, is.
So when are we going to Adele? You and me.
We have to go soon.
She just extended the residency.
Mm-hmm.
So I think put it on the company card. It's research.
Yeah. Great. We're done. We're going. It was incredible to watch Adele heckle her friend, to meet her in a green room. I was really like, I'm really like living in Los Angeles. Yeah. It was crazy.
She was on Dumois. There were things about her, right? She had been vocal during the performance. She announced to the audience that she got married.
Yeah.
Is that something that she said?
Yeah.
She actually said, I just got married.
Yeah, because they were the whole thing was like about her officiating his wedding. So they were talking about weddings.
And then she was like, I just got married. Because that was like big news. Nobody knows that she's married.
She, listen, it was a wild night.
Yeah.
Wild night in Los Angeles.
Oh, she's here to spill the tea.
I know. And then I had people sending me articles about Adele being at a show. Yeah. And I was like, yeah. It's weird that the main headline isn't
Rachel Scanlon
kind of
for Adele.
Makes Adele LOL. What do you have to do in this fucking town?
Okay, so then you flew to Miami.
I flew to Miami.
Tell us, because you have another huge announcement.
I have a huge announcement, but I've been talking too much. I would like to talk about something else for one quick minute.
Do you want me to bring something up?
Yeah, I actually have something I'd like to bring up.
What now? Is it another thing that I did wrong? What? I'm really sick of this.
Diane's, this is gotcha journalism. Diane's, as you know, Mackenzie and I host a show every other month at Largo, which is one of the best venues in Los Angeles.
Are you going to talk about my camel toe?
Yes.
This sucks. I want you to know that this is actually gotcha journalism. I almost emailed the photographer and was like, burn and destroy. Also, why would you send everyone? Because it was in a...
Can I please paint a picture for
them? It was a Google Doc of my camel toe.
We hire an incredibly talented photographer named Greg Feiner.
I love Greg.
And we love Greg. And we call him our boys. It's the only straight man that we've talked to in the past 4.5 decades.
We have our two boyfriends.
We have our two boyfriends. It's Greg Feiner.
Yeah, and Jesse.
At Oh Wow Productions.
Yeah.
Okay?
Shout out.
Jesse took photos of our night. We have on some of the biggest guests of this podcast.
Greg took photos.
Yeah. And Greg sent over a link. And in the first, I want to say, nearly a half a dozen or more photos are almost exclusively of Mackenzie's wide legs, full on Sahara Desert. Somebody call Aladdin. This is a camel toe.
What's insane is it looks like a headshot for my camel toe.
It looks like as if you were trying to give work for hire for the camel.
I know. It's so upsetting because first off, I didn't feel that because it is so, I want you to know.
I know you have a small shell.
I literally saw that photo and I was like, how could she possibly have done this?
When I saw that photo, I literally thought to myself, oh wow, my best friend got camel implants while I was gone.
I want you to know that
how
I literally
were you stuffing? Dude, I saw because I know it looked like you had stopped.
Being honest, it made my pussy look huge.
I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
And I was like, listen, I
was never prouder.
I don't.
I was so proud of you.
Don't be proud because I looked at it and I was like, one, this looks ridiculous. I'm like, did he go in and
is it Photoshopped? Has it been tampered?
It feels Photoshopped.
I want to show it. Leah, we'll send you a picture, but you have to put a camel over it.
Leah, it is unholy. I'm not going to show it. I literally...
How many people got that link?
A lot of people got that link. And I'm really upset that Greg didn't edit the camel out because it's...
Sometimes men have different eyes.
No, I think he edited it in.
In.
Because it's unholy. It's
I love
so
it.
Large.
Hey, more also, camel power.
How did I not feel that?
I don't know.
If that is accurate, which I would like to go on record saying it's not. It's not accurate.
Here's what it reminded me of. Because I think, like, first of all, I want to say I am proud of you. Because the more camels out there, that's a better world. You know that. You know that on this podcast, there's four tenets. The fourth one is that we love camels.
Listen, I love seeing a camel toe on someone else, not on me.
Hey, and now you know my joy. Yeah. I feel joy when I see camels.
It's so bullshit.
It reminded me
of
Christmas 2019.
Oh, God.
Do you remember?
Can I tell them?
Yes.
We went to a party, which, by the way, I want to invite you to the same party this year.
Thank you. I already got the invite.
Oh, great. Awkward. Oh.
All of your friends are friends with me now. You know that.
I do know that.
Even the other one that we're going to on the 9th.
Yeah. That's very... Yeah. We go to a lot of the same parties now.
Yeah. Because cute. Our circle has become one. Us. I know.
Okay, so we're at this party the year 2019. Rachel and I are at this, I would say, one of the most fun Christmas parties that I've ever been to.
The coolest Christmas party, for sure.
By far, it is awesome.
It's the best.
It's my college roommate and her now husband. They have like a compound of musicians. These people throw a Christmas party every year where they hire a Santa.
Mm-hmm.
They have a whole photo booth section. It's like a photo booth room.
Yeah, it's well lit and there's props and there's a live band.
The live band plays from like 5 p.m. to like midnight. Mm-hmm. And they interchange musicians all night long.
It's the coolest.
It is one of the best parties of all time. Anyways, and they also get it sponsored by Lagunitas, which is insane.
It rocks.
So whatever. So we're at this Christmas party, but they have this photo room where it's really well lit.
Super well lit.
Santa's there and you can take photos with Santa.
Mm-hmm. And we took, I want to say, hundreds of photos.
Hundreds. And these people uploaded them to Facebook. This was like where I was like, do we still do this?
Yeah, I was surprised.
But they uploaded like, so many pictures of us. We scroll through these photos.
Mm-hmm.
Rachel in one photo is, I want to say, spread eagle.
Yeah.
On me. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of holding you, your legs, like this to the camera.
I'm fully straddling you cowgirl style. So I think I'm facing you. Or no. It's reverse cowgirl.
It's reverse cowgirl. You mm-hmm. better believe it's reverse cowgirl.
Yeah, and my legs are spread. And then we do a few more where I kind of like grab my ankles. And I like have my knees really well spread because I'm like, well, I'm already here. Yeehaw.
Dude, the fact that this was a thing, you were wearing
wearing red.
Red pant. A red legging.
Yeah, for Christmas. They're red denim, which makes it honestly worse.
It makes it way worse.
It was red denim. Thanks for trying to throw me a lifeline and me saying, no, the facts are the facts. It was a thick material. Thick red denim. Red. It was thick and red. Because it's for the holidays.
You thought you were in the clear.
I thought I was safe.
Rachel, you better believe, perioded through the jean. And there were so many photos of you bleeding on camera.
And you'd think like, oh, it's red denim. Like, you don't have to worry about a thing, babe. Like, bleed. I remember even thinking like, I might as well let him rip tonight because I'm wearing red denim.
You're crimson blood. Dude, it was
please don't say crimson blood.
All over Facebook were these photos of Rachel spread eagle.
I'm sure, and nothing dies on Facebook. I'm sure we could all go find them.
They're still there. And I remember, I remember you calling me in a panic, being like, we got to get these pictures off.
We have to.
And I had to call Leanna, my roommate, and at the time. And I was like, hey,
I got another job for you.
I got another job.
You thought you were retired. Oh, here's the thing. If I may take a quick little step into.
Yeah.
When you are from the age of your first period until you are 29 years old.
31.
31. My period was fully like the shining elevators. I'm talking somebody turn off that fire hose. Like I would be.
Not only that. Not only was it so strong.
Hey.
So unbelievably strong. I never knew when it was coming.
Oh my God.
It would always catch me off guard.
100%.
And then I would always, without a doubt, bleed through something.
Tell me why every time I had my period from the age of 13 to 29, I was at a parade whenever I had my period. No matter what. No matter what month or time. It was always like, oh, guess what? It's St. Patrick's Day and you have nothing. And you're with only men.
Can I tell you a horrible story that I've never shared on this podcast?
Yes.
I know you and I have a lot of like potty trauma, trauma.
Yes. Bodily trauma.
Period trauma, I think, is some of the most horrible.
It's heinous.
Heinous things that you can go through. First year, I was with Erica.
Please.
And I'm 28.
You're old.
I'm old. If I'm being honest, I should have the hang of it.
It's so annoying because never get the hang of it. Every time you're like, whoa, what the fuck? Help! Somebody! What's happening? Why am I like this?
I never got the hang of it.
No.
To this day.
And now we're in menopause.
Now we're in menopause. So, I'm going home to meet Erica's parents for the first time ever.
Oh, no.
We go, and I've never been to an Italian function, right?
Okay.
So one of her cousins had a like graduation or birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
So we are not at Erica's family's house. We're in the middle of nowhere. It's a backyard only. They have one bathroom in the house. Function.
Mm-hmm.
There's 100 people there. I'm meeting them all day long. I'm meeting every single person in Erica's family.
Fuck.
Halfway through, I go, Oh, something doesn't feel right.
No.
I want to say I am in a blue jean. I'm in like this color.
A light wash.
Light wash blue jean. I go to the bathroom. It's gone through the whole thing. I'm talking. You can see it from the back.
If you can see it from the back,
just wait till you see it from inside the pants.
Shit.
Dude,
no.
I almost started crying because I was like, I'm meeting these people for the first time in my life.
No.
And my butt looks like a bullseye. It was not only that, we had just gotten there. I mean, we've been there for 30 minutes. It's an all day event.
Oh my God.
I don't have a tampon on me. I have nothing on me.
No.
I start like dry heaving of course in the bathroom because I'm just so scared. Eric and I also, we're not close enough where I'm talking to her about my period
problems. It's still too soon.
So I'm like, babe, it's okay. She's like, are you okay in there? I'm like, go back to the party.
Go leave me. Back. Leave me.
But now there's a line. There's a line waiting for the one restroom. So you know what you do? You make the toilet paper diaper.
Oh no. Yep.
I've used almost a whole roll.
100%.
I'm soaking, I'm dabbing. I go back out there and then I have to fake that I have to every couple minutes go back to the bathroom because I got work to do.
Well, yeah, we're flowing.
It's not stopping anytime
soon. We're gushing.
So then I had to fake that I had a like major headache or something. And I was like, please, Papa Bri, that's her dad. I said, can you drive me home? I don't feel good. And I had to call it early. It was.
I want everyone to know that every time somebody says that they have a headache, they're bleeding.
They're bleeding something
hard.
It was, I want you to know, I don't know how I left that party without anybody noticing, but the waddle I did towards the car, the movements that I had to do, I would turn around and walk backwards to say goodbye to people.
I'm sure that if you were to interview everyone from that party, they would go, that girl bled through her pants. Erica's a new girlfriend. Sure has a heavy flow. They say, hats off to E. You had a huge pussy.
I don't. It was, I want you to know, I've never felt more nervous in my entire life.
I'm just like, it's so insane that you become an adult deep into your age and you're still like, I have zero hold on this thing that happens every month.
It's crazy. We are grown women.
Well.
We are grown women.
Yeah.
We could legally be president, I think, soon. I don't know what the cutoff age. What is it?
I think that's 35.
Oh. So a couple years ago, I was able to be president. No, but still, I'm like, if we are coming up on the age of presidential.
Yeah.
And we still can't get our shit together.
No, I know.
Anyways.
Okay. You know what happened today?
What?
Or a few days ago? Huh. Wrapped.
Spotify Wrapped.
Spotify Wrapped came out.
Yeah.
Hello?
Spotify Renee Wrapped came out.
I know that you're in Apple Music.
I know.
Which is
the
straightest thing about you is that you're listening on Apple Music.
I'm an Apple Music girly.
What is that?
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
It's because they still think I'm in college, so I get the student discount.
I should have known it was something like that.
It's always financial, honey.
Of course.
It's always going to be
my financial. Boy loves a deal. The Wrapped, so you didn't get your Spotify Wrapped.
I don't open Spotify.
Wow.
And here's the thing. I love Spotify. We love Spotify.
Oh, we love Spotify.
I think 2024 is the year I'm switching over.
Spotify is my favorite app.
Spotify is my daddy.
Spotify tells me what I need to listen to and it holds all my memories and it tells me what I've been listening to. And also, you know, I got all that like Black Eyed Peas material from my Spotify Wrapped, which has served me very well.
Yes.
So thank you, Spotify. Also, you can get one with your partner. So like Nazar and I share it.
Okay, so that's something I would do.
Yeah.
I got to get on Spotify.
Yeah, you freak.
I'm a decrepit.
High camel, heavy flow.
Stop. This is such an unholy episode.
Sorry.
I'm really sorry.
Sorry, Dance, but also I'm at Adele, so you take the good. If you can't handle us at our Adele in a green room, then you don't get to have us
bleeding
at an Italian birthday.
It's so fun.
Incredible.
There were so many people. Also, I do want to say it was July. It was so hot and muggy.
Oh, having your period in July is illegal.
Dude.
Every time I get my period, I'm like, whose body is this?
I was at my lowest.
That
was my lowest I think I've ever been.
I love, I can't, it's just, honestly, I'll say this, as I've gotten older, I've gotten more bold with my period. I'll start making it other people's problems because I'm like, why am I quietly suffering?
Yeah.
When like
we should tell everyone.
We're telling everyone. I went to Vegas once again, 108 degrees outside.
You shouldn't have your period when it's over 80 degrees.
No, I'm there with my dad, yeah. And I'm wearing a pocketless outfit, and I made that man carry
everything.
Hundreds of tampons.
Good.
And I said, this is what you have to do.
Yeah.
And he was like, great. Hashtag girl dad.
That's a girl dad.
Yeah. He rocked. He was like, no problem. He opened up his cargo pants and he held,
pop them in.
But literally it was like, go ahead. And I said, that's allyship.
Can I guess what color you are?
Yes.
Day one?
Yeah.
Green. Day one through day seven, because I know how long it lasts. Green.
Wait, you
green
know, I'm actually way. Short girl. And this is what you want. Can I guess your color?
Yeah.
Yellow, green, green, yellow, yellow, green. Orange, purple.
Orange. Nowhere.
Like a big finish. And then purple. And then pad for one for at night. Pad for panty liner at night. Yeah. Remember you had to offer me a panty liner in like fucking Dallas? Yeah. That was so nice
of
you.
Can I tell you, I've never worn panty liners in my life.
Yeah.
And then this year came around and I said, who knows? Yeah.
A little. I can't believe you would go that long and then you're like, here's an idea.
I'm in my 30s now.
Let me try a panty liner. But the period in the 30s is a different girl.
I'm like, who are we? Give
me
menopause or give me death.
I'm honestly, both, as somebody honestly. Who doesn't want kids
yeah.
or my chest, mm-hmm. it's kind of like, hey guys,
what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I can't wait till I have menopause.
I feel like you're soon.
It's coming so soon.
Okay. My Wrapped came out.
Yeah.
And I want you to know that in my household, Zara, for the past every year we've been together, mm-hmm. her number one artist is Taylor Swift. And I go, who are you?
Yeah.
I go, who are you? You're fucking weird.
Yeah.
I'm like, what's happening here?
Okay.
And then, you know, I started training for the marathon this year.
You listened to T-Swift on, everywhere we went.
Hey.
It was a lot.
My Wrapped was toe to tip.
Taylor. I think it was for, I would say, 95% of the world.
It was a lot.
This is a huge year.
Here, I have to explain something to you.
Yeah.
The Spotify Wrapped does this thing where after at the end, they tell you number one artist. Mm-hmm. And then they go, and here's a surprise. And you click. And then there's a video of your favorite artist thanking you. So Taylor Swift pops on my phone and goes, hey.
Stop.
Thanks so much for listening. It doesn't matter what eras you liked. Just thanks so much for listening along.
She blew you a kiss?
Yes. And I threw my phone off my Peloton.
Wow.
I said, what was that?
What was that, like you liked it or you didn't like it?
It was not for me.
It wasn't for you.
It was a bit much.
Yeah, I think.
But Nazara got Haim, which is way cooler.
That is way
cooler.
So
we switched. And this is my theory about Taylor Swift music.
Yeah.
It starts in one person and it kind of spreads. And now I have
it's
it.
Like
and
a
I'm
virus.
Like, yeah, it kind yeah. of like goes into households. It kind of works this way, like COVID.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember the matches?
Yeah.
Do you remember the matches?
Of course.
That's Taylor Swift's music. It spreads like a wildfire.
I mean, it's better than Black Eyed Peas.
No, it's not.
You're right, it's not. Black Eyed Peas is way cooler. Sorry.
I know that. My number two, though, is BEPs. And then Rihanna.
Those are pretty solid.
It's very accurate for the brand, except for Taylor. But, you know, it was a Taylor year.
It was a Taylor
year. I ran the marathon. Year. I would say that this year, for me, has been the most formative, insane year that I've ever had in my entire life.
It's been amazing.
It's been a wild ride. You literally got married.
I know.
I mean, it's been, we toured the world. We plopped in every city.
We plopped so hard this year.
I shot a special. I ran a marathon.
Dude, we've had the time of our lives. We can finally hook up.
Thank God.
Before your gigantic. Did anything happen in pop culture this week?
I want everyone to know that I've been on island time.
You left. You
I was gone.
Out.
I was gone for 10 days on an island. I don't know if you can tell, but I'm wearing a puka necklace with a shark tooth on it.
No, everyone notices.
Nazara turned 30. We had our 5-year anniversary. We were in the Florida Keys.
Dude, so much happened for you this week.
It's been insane. I got so sunburnt. I like was out in, we went to 3 national parks out there. We saw the dry tortugas, which is like the most remote national park.
I love the word tortuga.
Oh my God, it means turtle.
Yeah, dude, I know. I love a turtle.
Oh my God. I saw a sea turtle from my glass bottom fucking boat.
You told me.
I saw a catamaran. I was on a catamaran. I was on a boat every day.
I don't want to talk about it because I'm mad about that. I've been trying to see a fucking turtle my entire life.
It was really beautiful.
I want to see one so bad. It's my bucket list.
I feel like you and I, we hate the sun because it's so fair. Mm-hmm. And we don't like beaches because it's so dirty.
Yeah.
but you put us on an island and we go full islander.
If you get me under an umbrella,
oh,
now I'm here.
I'm there.
If you give me a Mai Tai, hi, I'll stay all day.
Kenny, I drank a pina colada every single night watching the sun.
A virgin pina colada.
Of course.
Okay, good.
What the fuck?
Well, I was nervous.
No.
You didn't say it.
Oh, virgin, for sure.
Okay.
A virgin. I drank it out of a giant pineapple.
Yeah. We're going to sit with it. We're going to all sit with it.
You know me. It's stingray now.
Yeah.
Listen. It's stingray only.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. What did you want to bring up?
I wanted to bring up because I went home for Thanksgiving with my wife.
Happy Thanksgiving.
This is our first holiday season as a married couple.
Oh, my God.
So we went home. We're in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yeah.
Okay. This is where my family's at right now. We decide to all go out to a bar, and the bar is called the Gopher Hole.
Please.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's at the bottom of an old hotel. It's like a very vibey bar.
Mm.
So we're hanging out. We're all playing pool. This is my two brothers, my one brother, my stepbrother, both of their significant others, me and my wife.
Mm-hmm. Where's Meadow?
Meadow's at home.
Oh, hot.
She's not at the bar with us.
Well, I don't know. You can't. In the Midwest, you bring children to bars.
No, you can't bring children to bars here.
Okay.
So we're all hanging out. We're all drinking. We're all playing pool, mm-hmm. right? My wife is about to take a shot at the pool table.
Yep.
Some woman walks into this bar, opens the door, sees my wife, stares. And I'm talking stares.
Scare me.
Stops, stares. Now to the point where Erica turned, looked away. This woman's still staring. Everyone in the bar now is looking at what's happening here. The woman goes, "I knew I walked into the right bar." Walks away. Walks
what?
Towards the bathroom.
No.
All of us. So the woman walks then towards the bathroom, walks into the bathroom. All of us, the room has stopped. The entire room has stopped.
Holy shit.
My brother's girlfriend goes, "Do you know her?" And Erica goes, "No." All of us were like, "What the fuck just happened?" The other table sitting behind us goes, "Hey, what just happened over there?" The whole bar is asking, "What the fuck just happened?" Because this woman, anyways. So she's in the bathroom for way too long. We've all talked about it. We've all moved on, mm-hmm. right? She comes back out, checks out my wife again, and goes, "I'll be at the bar."
Stop it.
Walks away. It was
gratuitous.
I mean, I'm talking, I've never seen an entire bar watch a being hit on. Watch
How
it like
old,
a come on.
Can you tell me what this woman was like?
I want you to know. She was 5'4".
Oh.
She was mid-40s. And I'm going to say a total of 6 teeth.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. And those are the type of people uh-huh. that have that amount of like chutzpah.
It was so much confidence. The staring, the checking, and I'm talking
full
top bottom, one more top bottom. It was unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I went to the bar and gave her Erica's number.
I mean, you had to.
No, I did joke. I was like, I'll be right back. I'm going to go
set something up.
Yeah, but she was blackout drunk as well.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
If anyone was kind of wondering what kind of drunk I was.
It was that.
If anyone's wondering, actually, what were you like when you were a drinker?
Yeah.
It's 6 teeth barreling into a bar, hitting on somebody so hard that everyone goes, huh?
I mean, I'll tell you what. It rocked.
Yeah.
It rocked so hard.
It's a presence.
I was like, good for Erica.
Yeah, that's your wife.
I mean, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
But I was so happy because it was in front of my entire family, too.
Yeah.
And they were all like, good on you, Erica Marie.
That's incredible.
It rocked.
Holy sh.
You know?
Wow.
I knew I walked into the right bar.
I like when people hit on Nazara.
Yeah, I love
because
it.
I get, you know what's actually so strange? She has like a friend that'll post her and then guys will hit on.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I forget.
They'll be like, hubba hubba.
I forget the existence of men until, because mm-hmm. even like people, like no men follow me.
Yeah.
And which is a gift.
Awesome.
A real gift. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it is, it's fun.
Yeah.
The
I love when people hit on my wife.
Oh yeah.
Because I'm like, yeah, she's hot.
I'm like, you're right. We have so much in common.
Yeah. I also want to sleep with her.
Yeah. 100%.
What a lovely time.
Wow. Happy Thanksgiving. Dude. What was your favorite Thanksgiving food? Whoa.
The mashed potatoes this year.
Are you serious?
Rocked hard.
Velvety, buttery, fluffy.
Also, there was a key lime pie that we got.
I've been having key lime pie every night in the Florida Keys.
It rocks.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with key lime pie.
Every night I've had key lime pie.
Yeah. It hit. I'll say this. It hit.
And people forget about key lime being from the Florida Keys until you're in the Florida Keys.
I didn't know it was
everything is key lime flavored in the Keys.
Wow.
Everything you get.
I had no idea. And it hit so hard. It was like a very famous Phoenix pie place.
Come on.
And they got like 6 pies. And I'll tell you what. And I don't want, hopefully none of my family's listening. My stepmom, love her. I go, did you guys not get apple pie? She goes, no. I go, really? That seems weird. You didn't get apple pie. This is Thanksgiving. The whole family's there. Extended family, everything. She goes, no, we didn't get one. And I was like, that's weird. I only see you guys put out 3 pies. I thought you got 6.
Right.
She goes, you're misinformed. Starts to being like, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. After everyone goes home, she goes, I hid 3 pies. I didn't want them to have it. She goes, I'm sorry. I hid those pies.
No, it's
holy
like,
shit. You're sick.
She literally turned it so far around and he was like, you're crazy.
I was being gaslit at Thanksgiving about how many pies.
Oh my God. Whole.
I stood there and I was like, all right, I'm wrong. I'm sorry. But
oh
I could have sworn you guys got 6 pies.
Oh my God.
Anyways.
I had Thanksgiving on the islands.
Okay, tell me about your Thanksgiving because I know you have something major.
I have huge news.
You have huge news.
I got engorged.
You're engaged now.
Mm-hmm. Nazar and I got engaged.
Dude, tell us
on our
everything.
Trip. It was the fucking best.
I know you sent me. Okay, so here, can I tell the yes. listeners what happened? Yeah. So you and I were in our last show ever of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody happened to ask you, like, when are you going to get engaged? Or when are you getting a ring?
Mm-hmm.
And you made this Rachel smile that the smile of like, who knows? And I looked at you and I immediately got mad. And I said, you motherfucker. Here's the thing. You're my best friend.
Yeah.
And you weren't going to tell me. And that's fucked up.
I told no one.
But here's the thing. You gotta.
I told no one.
I know. So I was pissed because I saw you have this little secret.
Yeah.
In line at our meet and greet.
I kept telling fans. I was telling Diane's.
I know.
The whole last leg. I was just telling Diane's.
Diane's, I want you to know I'm livid at all of you for not telling me. So I see you do this like little inside thing with a Diane and I get visibly upset.
You are shook.
I'm like,
you were rattled.
And then so on the car ride the next day, I go, what the fuck is wrong with you?
He said, what's going on?
Yeah. You didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And I was like, gonna pull over and hit you in the middle of North Carolina.
Right.
But I didn't because you decided to tell me.
I did.
So you showed me the ring. You talked me through it. These are your grandparents' rings.
Yeah. Both my grandparents, they had passed away, mm-hmm. and I requested from my aunts. My grandparents had 3 girls, and yeah. I asked the aunts if I could get the rings.
That's so cute.
And so I've had the rings, mm-hmm. and then this year we had this big trip plan. We're going to hit all these national parks. It was our anniversary. It was her birthday. And in like Nazar and I typically go on trips, like we're either camping, so it's more rugged,
yeah.
or we're sometimes with my family, which is also like different,
a lot of people,
you know, a different
yeah.
trip.
Yeah, it's not as romantic.
Yeah, I mean, I think like as you get into your later 30s, you start
we are
being
not in
like
our later 30s.
Sorry, our later 40s. As you get a little older,
yeah.
I'm just starting to be like, well, we like our trips are changing. Like being able to choose to be like, I want to go on a trip over Thanksgiving because yeah. you know, Nazara doesn't have as many work days off. Like she's a regular job.
Yeah,
and. But like earlier in the year, we started designing the rings because we found somebody that we really liked.
This, so you like, did this with Nazara.
Yeah, we had the rings designed okay. because she had no clue about what she wanted. We also thought we were going to elope in Vegas when we yeah. saw Kelly Clarkson.
I mean,
so
it's romantic.
We had already decided that we were like something switched. I never wanted to be married. And then I met Nazara. And then you kind of have that thing where you're like,
when you meet the right person.
Yeah.
You just know.
Well, yeah. It's not like we want kids. And neither of us fantasize about being married. But there is something about. When you're like, you feel like family,
yeah.
that you want there to be.
That it's not a girlfriend anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm talking about.
I
so
definitely know.
I
yeah.
was like, we had talked about it and we were like, are we going to elope? We were maybe going to elope in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Kelly Clarkson, hi.
But Vegas, there's a...
I know. When we got to Vegas, we were like, it's too hot. It's
Can
also
I tell
very
you?
Straight.
It's very straight, but Vegas, the energy has changed recently. When I used to go back in like 2008, 2009, it was a little bit more like tongue-in-cheek, whereas recently, mm-hmm. it's getting to be more... I don't know. It's not even tacky. It's just like Now there's the sphere.
I
now
like kitschy.
Like F1.
It's like not, a little techie. I don't know what the fuck it was, but when we landed, we were kind of like.
It's not the Vegas that you would see in like casino.
Yeah. I don't know. It wasn't. It just wasn't quite right. And then we decided that we wanted to do a ceremony.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, because we were just going to like get the rings made and elope. And then when we were talking more and she was like, what she's describing, she's like, I think I want to like do a ceremony.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, perfect. The rings were already in motion. I was like, well, I'm going to propose to her then.
Cute.
Instead of just eloping, I was like, let's fucking do a thing. And we picked up the rings the day before we left. And so I showed you in the, when we were on the road, I showed you the CADs of like this place. Basically, it's like gorgeous. My grandparents' rings, who I like am obsessed with my grandparents.
Yeah.
And it took both of their rings and melted it into two.
That's awesome.
And so the color is like a little bit like gold mixed with the white gold of my grandpa's band. And my ring has my grandma's diamond.
Yeah.
And I picked out a stone for Nazara. And it was like, I didn't want to like be too, I was like, I don't know how I'm going to do it because I didn't want to do too much of a lead up. Also, Nazara doesn't want to do it in front of people.
Yeah.
And so, but we did, yeah, I like proposed her on the third day of our trip after we in the Dry Tortugas. And it was like, nobody tells you how scary it is.
It's very scary.
I'm over there so scared.
Dude, I broke out in hives like 3 months before. Remember?
Well, you kind of have to trick your partner into like, because I picked them up and then I kept being like, well, we don't have to rush it just because we got the rings. Right. So like she had no idea. And I'm also traveling on a plane with
the ring.
The ring, which
it's
is
very
so scary.
Dude.
We're going on remote islands. I'm on different islands carrying a ring around.
Well, I was carrying a ring loose in my front pocket.
That's psycho.
That was crazy.
It's so scary.
It's so scary.
You're walking around, your heart's pounding.
Yes.
You're like, it
it's
feels
happening. It's happening.
So
it's happening.
Crazy.
Yeah, I know. Because
you're like, these moments are, I mean, it's so weird as you get older and like your life is happening and you're like, this is so
it's a
crazy
fucking moment.
It was so scary. And I had done this thing. I was kind of tricking her into recording ourselves more than usual because like, we love taking videos and pictures of ourselves. I'm like obsessed with her.
But you don't do it with a tripod.
Well, and setting it up on like little things. So you know that like old trend, the high five thing where you do different like outfits?
Yeah.
I was starting that and it's an old trend, but Nazara didn't question it. I was like, perfect.
Incredible.
And then, we had like this amazing morning and I just like put the ring there and then I proposed to her and I fucking wept.
I saw, well, you showed me the video and I started crying because it is... It's so cute. You got down on one knee and you can see Nazara's just like, she's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
She's surprised. She did not see it coming.
Yeah.
And then you're so genuine.
I love her so much. I'll like start crying right now. I'm so glad that she said yes. I love her. I'm in love with her. So
Ray, I'm so proud of you.
It was the best. It was like that whole trip I had. We had like some of the best days that we've ever had.
Yeah.
And I'm like, feel so lucky. I love her. Anyways, you guys get it. Diane's, hey. We're in love.
You're weeping.
Oh, Ray. I love her. It was like the best. The trip was like, and you know, it's so hard to like, it's so hard when you're on a trip to be like, or even these moments, you're like, I want to have a moment. It's so hard to plan and capture these moments.
Yeah.
And I'm very happy with how it came together.
It's beautiful.
And I'm just more happy that like people like Nazara exist in the world and that I get to spend my life with her because she is truly,
she's the best.
The best person I've ever known. I just want to spend every single second with her. So I feel so lucky. Anyways, I'm engaged and I'm like a romantic, so it was really
a special
moment. So it was awesome.
Dude, I'm so excited for you.
I love her.
This is great. What a good year.
It's crazy.
I know.
2023 has been
huge.
Major.
So are you going to get married, do you think, in 2024?
I think so, if things work out. We have been looking at venues, but like...
I want you to know, it's really stressful.
It's really hard. I know.
Just remember, don't put a lot of pressure on yourself. Try and make sure it's about you two.
Yeah.
Not your families, not your friends. It's about you guys.
I'm excited about doing it, and we'll see how everything all shakes out. But the things are beautiful. I'll send over some pictures to Leah.
God,
I should have used some already.
Leah, they're throw great. Them up on the video.
Throw them up.
You'll see.
You'll see my beautiful fiancé.
I know. I'm so excited for you.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Who would have ever thought? I would have never thought. It's very surreal moments.
I would. I knew it was. I mean, I was like, you're going to do it soon. I just didn't realize you had already done the rings and you were already like getting there.
Yeah.
That's just, it's amazing. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Also, it's so weird. I told my family on the Thanksgiving Day Zoom because we were still in the islands. Hi, Puka.
Mm-hmm.
You get it. And my dad texted me that he was proud of me. And I'm like, what's happening?
Listen, dads love when their gay daughters get engaged.
What is that?
My dad, ever since Erica came into my life, it feels like he's like, you did it, kid.
Yeah.
It is so funny.
It feels very much like a you did it, kid.
Yes. Yes.
It's Which is, so bizarre, I didn't expect.
Because I've never been closer to my family since getting together with Erica. Like, I'm so much closer with them, and I don't know why that is, but like, they call me more. They want to talk to me more. They actually really want to talk to just Erica more.
Yeah.
It's
something is, I think, and this could be, I don't know, and not for every family either, because like, we're still figuring out logistics with like Nazara's side of the family, which is fine.
Yeah.
But like, with my side of the family, it feels like it is, I was surprised at how happy my family was.
Of course they're going to be, yeah. I guess it's not of course.
I mean, yes, but like also when you're raised when things weren't as, like, it feels really healing in a way to have them know. I was to be closeted for so long in that house and to kind of like work through a lot of tension of coming out.
And now they're and like, then we're so proud.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. It's kind of a mind fuck. I think everyone should marry Nazara.
Yeah.
I think.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah, dads fucking love it.
I know. It's interesting.
It really is. Because I don't know what that is.
I don't know. The first time my dad met Erica, he was like, nice. Dad, stop.
No.
Yeah. Dads will be like that.
Dads are always like that.
I'm so excited for this next year. I'm excited to walk through how you guys are going to do it.
Yeah.
And then this year, this next 2024, I'm going to start looking for a donor. That's right. Sperm donor.
Dude, I would, you know, if we'll I pull could, the, if, we'll if you know I could, I would.
What kind of sperm should we get?
Watch us grow a baby. That's crazy. This podcast is fucking crazy.
It's almost like a reality show.
You're
watching us really grow.
Well, it is fun to, it's friendship. It's gay. Yeah. It's laughter. But you have seen two people become adults and
Nuts.
Fall in love and get
Nuts.
Married and have a baby. Are you gonna put it in your
ew, dude?
Leah, I'm so
bleep that.
I'm so
Leah,
sorry.
Bleep that. I'm that so felt wrong.
I don't know. I feel like we're talking about your camel.
I'm gonna put
to
it
to full
in my
circle
camel.
This episode.
Yeah.
Are you gonna put the sperm donor in your camel?
Not the whole donor.
Oh, I don't know.
He doesn't go in
there. Hey, I don't know.
Hey,
I don't ask any questions.
Erica's gonna go first because she's older.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna go second.
That's
but
awesome.
I do pray to God.
Yeah.
Twins run in her family.
Yeah, great.
Knocked
she two
was,
out.
She was a twin. So everyone is twins in our family.
Yeah.
And it scares me. I pray to God that we don't get a twin.
Okay.
I don't want three.
Right.
Two.
Because
oh,
you both
handle.
Still want, you would still do one even if she got two right out the gate. Be careful.
I know. If we have two little Italian babies running around, scary.
Do we have time for one more quick thing before we end
yes,
this?
Yes, of course.
You brought up twins, which is something that I wanted to bring up to you.
Why?
I have been watching.
What?
Nazar and I have been watching themed movies on our vacation.
Okay.
So we fell asleep to like Barb and Star Go to
Love
because we're in an island.
Yeah.
Then we watched The Proposal because I proposed to her.
Cute.
Then
wait, The Proposal with Sandy B?
Yes.
Can I tell you that's one of my favorite movies?
It's a great movie.
It is a great movie.
Great film.
Keep going.
Some parts don't age well, but mostly.
No, I think they all age.
There's a few things that I'm like,
talking about Betty White around the campfire?
No. Oh, that actually, she was supposed to be an islander, I feel like. Or
right.
Yeah. You know what? No, you know what? Yeah.
Exactly.
An islander. I'm sorry. I have been on. Anyways, there are a few things that you're like, yeah. But overall,
solid.
Great
flick.
Fucking flick. Then, okay, so I put them. I'm on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
Amazon Prime goes, actually, you know what you should watch next? I'm like, what, Amazon Prime? It goes, check out this new reality series called Twin Love. I said,
yeah.
Yep.
Stop. Dude.
Yes. Mackenzie, Jane, Goodall.
What?
Diane.
Yeah.
This show, there's two,
wait,
it's everything
I think
that we
it
love.
It came up on mine as well. But I didn't click on it because I was like,
you're
twin love.
That's insane. You have to click on
okay,
it.
What is
for,
it?
It's an us show. Okay. It's a road show for us.
Yeah.
It's these two twins. I don't know who they are, but they're WWE professional wrestlers.
Are you serious?
Yes. Like contestants would come on and be like, oh my God, I know them from wrestling. They're twins. They're also, I'm so sorry, slam pieces.
Okay.
They're so fucking hot.
Love.
These two
love
brunettes.
I love a brunette.
WWE girls, Mackenzie and I have a thing. We love the WWE. We love Impact. We love professional and semi-professional wrestling.
Here's the thing. I think love is an overstatement.
It's not actually enough. It's more than. It's more than.
You and I, after shows, will sit in bed and watch WWE, and it's mostly to unwind because it's so ridiculous.
I don't know where you're underplaying our deep love for not a deep wrestling. Okay. Specifically when women are on.
Yeah. I do love women wrestling.
Don't make me riled up over this.
Okay, go ahead. So it's you're watching Twin Love.
It's hosted by two twins.
So do twins?
Listen to me.
Rachel, listen to me. Do twins go into WWE a lot? Because it feels like there's a lot of twins in WWE.
I have no idea. I feel like these are the twins.
The Bella twins.
Those are who's hosting it.
Oh, yeah. The Bella twins are very famous.
They're hot.
Yeah.
I didn't know who they were. And I was like, these girls are just awesome.
Oh, wait. This show is with them?
They're hosting it.
Oh, yeah. They're very famous.
I had no idea.
I thought this was another set of twins.
It's the Bella twins.
Yeah. They're famous and they're very hot.
Okay. Listen to me.
Almost got married to John Cena.
I love John Cena.
Yeah, they were a couple for a long time.
That's WWE royalty.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Okay.
They come on screen and they're like, hi, we're the Bella twins.
I'm already
take all my money. Yeah. I'll watch 100 hours of this. And they go, the one thing that we had to learn to find love was how to put our relationship with each other second. So they're like, so what we did is we rented two identical villas and they brought on like 10 sets of identical twins.
Are they both single now? Or they're just
hosting? They're both married.
Got it.
They're both married, but they're like, to find love, right, which they're like, statistically, twins get married and fall in love way later than their non-twin counterparts.
Interesting.
So their whole thing is like, it's harder for twins to find love. And I'm like, great, I'm locked in. By the way, twins that I know, weirdos. A lot of twins be weird, and don't fucking look at me like I'm weird for saying. We all know some twins be fucking weird.
Some twins be weird.
Some twins are so weird that I'm like, that is true. And listen, I've been with a lot of twins.
I've actually been with a lot of twins that ate their twin in the womb. I'm sorry, but that's true. I'm sorry, but that is
Diane.
True.
Diane.
I'm sorry.
Okay, Diane.
Technically, Erica was a twin.
And she
didn't eat. I don't.
She
don't
absorbed
know.
Her for her power, and we thank her for her blessing.
But I have, weirdly enough, been on a lot of first dates where they're like, I ate my twin in the womb.
How many first dates have we been on where they go, well, I was a twin technically, and I ate her.
If I'm being honest, I think it's 3 or 4. It is too many.
Listen, this show is so good.
Okay.
And when I say good, I mean it is cringe. Yep. And when I say cringe, I mean it's so cringe that you're crying.
Yeah.
Okay. And then that's my favorite type of television. I love cringe TV.
Yeah.
You know that. Bella twins are like, it's so hard to find love. So they bring on these identical twins.
They're also so unbelievably hot.
They're so hot that it is, I can't even hear.
I know.
They're so hot, I can't hear. Okay. Twins come on. And then in real time, on the first episode, they go, now say goodbye to your twin. You're going to identical villas away from each other.
Okay.
All of these twins cry hard.
What?
Because a lot of them have not been separated from their twin for more than like a few hours.
No.
Yep.
Are you for real?
Oh, I'm so... Have you met identical twins?
Yeah.
Some of them still dress the same. It's...
Grow up. Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry, but grow up.
Hey, they're trying to on this show. So they go into separate houses and they keep referring to it as an experiment. And the experiment is to see if identical twins fall for the same person as their twin in the opposite identical house. It is the most confusing show to follow because you don't know who's who.
That's a genius.
Doesn't it feel like something I would pitch as a joke?
Yeah. You used to pitch some of the funniest shit when we went on Generals.
I know. Listen. And here we are still waiting for our show. Hi, Amazon Prime. I got another idea for you. It's called Are You My Cousin?
And it's actually genius.
Thank you. So here's the thing. Yeah. The show is bananas.
I want to watch it right
it's
now.
It's bonkers.
Let's go watch an episode.
And I think that we should all watch it together so that we have something to talk about.
I would like that.
Please. Any twin stuff is really good.
Done.
It's cringe.
I'm in.
Great.
Well, that's been it.
Wait, can we recap everything we learned so far?
Yeah, you met Adele and she touched you and said you were amazing.
Fabulous was the word.
Fabulous. Sorry.
You had a huge camel explosion. You had a camel explosion.
Technically.
You also got a huge period attack.
Stop. That was an old story. God, why are your things, your updates are so cool.
I met Adele and I got engaged.
Ken's has a huge period and a huge camel. This is fucked up.
This has been a great episode. Watch Twin Love on Amazon Prime. We love Spotify.
And also, happy holidays. Go kiss one another.
Go kiss one another. And from now on, it's Puka Shell for me. And thanks for being here. We love this community. We love you guys. I'm so proud of you, Kenny. And if you need me, I'll be watching Twin Love with my twin, who I ate.
I'm Mackenzie Goodwin.
I'm Rachel Scanlon. Go do something gay today.
Bye-bye.
We are the greatest dykes in the world. Mackenzie Goodwin. Rachel Scanlon.